All but one of Australia's state premiers and chief ministers have signed a declaration calling for an Australian head of state. The idea of an Australian republic has bipartisan support for the first time in a long time, and the director of the Australian Republican Movement, Tim Mayfield, says it's the right time to act. I asked Tim if the support from political leaders is reflected in public sentiment.
It's true that polls have indicated it's lower these days than it was in the lead-up to the last referendum. I think that's probably understandable, given that it's been 16 years where this issue has been largely off the agenda. But what we're seeing is a distinct turnaround in the polls, and we're seeing our support head over 50% now. And indeed, of those that haven't indicated their support, most of them are undecided. Well, a good number anyway. So we're looking at about 29% opposition, but a high number of undecided voters at about 22%. So we think the Australian public are on board with this, but we'll be working hard to make sure that it's even more so over the coming weeks and months.
So were you surprised by the support of the Australian premiers?
Not surprised. In fact, this whole project of putting together the declaration was really triggered by the fact that they'd all individually expressed their support. And we thought, well, perhaps we could get them to do that in a unanimous declaration, put their names to paper, so to speak. And that would be a really powerful message to the Australian people, that the political leadership exists around this issue. And then, of course, the next stage is to broaden that consensus into the community. And that's the next phase that we're focused on. And indeed, we're running a petition on change.org. You can find it through the ARM's Facebook page to do exactly that, to indicate so that every Australian can put their name to this issue and say that this is what they want.
So what are you hoping is the next step?
Well, the next step will be to secure a vote. Our policy in the first instance is a plebiscite by 2020, a non-binding vote, where Australians would get to answer the threshold question, do you, in principle, support the idea of an Australian republic? And if we can get past that threshold, then, of course, there'd be a debate around the model and what exactly an Australian republic would look like. And then we hope everyone will come together around a particular model, whether that be directly elected president done by the people or a president selected by the parliament. And everyone can get behind that model and, of course, ultimately vote on it at a constitutional referendum.
Tim Mayfield, director of the Australian Republican Movement. Anne Toomey is a professor of constitutional law at the University of Sydney. She says although a large proportion of Australians may support the notion of becoming a republic, the trouble comes when deciding what sort of republic it should be and how a head of state is selected. I asked her what an Australian republic could look like.
There's the most minimalist option, and that is simply that you just cut the Queen out of the system. So instead of the Prime Minister advising the Queen to appoint the Governor General, you just have the Prime Minister appointing the Governor General and you just cut out the role of the Queen. That's as minimalist as you get. You don't change the name to President, you don't change anything else, everything stays the same. The second sort of model is the model that we had in 1999 that was rejected in the referendum then, and that is that you have a head of state of Australia, whatever you call him or her, and that person is chosen by a two-thirds majority of parliament. Now, the idea there being that it would be a bipartisan appointment and it would not involve a direct election, so that the person wouldn't have a direct mandate of the Australian people. The third main option is a directly elected head of state who is chosen in an election by the Australian people. Now, that would be the most popular with the Australian people, who rightly say, if there's going to be a head of state of Australia, I want to choose who it is. But it would also give rise to political concerns, because you don't want a person who is directly elected and has a direct mandate from the Australian people to be your head of state when you've got a prime minister who's not directly elected by the Australian people and doesn't have the same mandate. You end up with a potential conflict.
So what would Australia becoming a republic mean for us as a country? How would it affect our position in the rest of the world?
I think it would resolve a lot of the uncertainty in the rest of the world as to how to treat us, whether we're just simply a colony of Britain or whether we're an independent nation. At the moment, if our Governor General travels overseas, people don't know whether to treat him or her as head of state or what, how many guns salute what this person is and what they do, and whether or not Queen Elizabeth is our head of state. It causes a lot of uncertainty and confusion, and of course that affects our identity as well as a nation. So becoming a republic with our own individual Australian head of state would certainly give us a more independent identity amongst the rest of the world, how that in particular affects our relations with the rest of the world, I think, remains to be seen.
As you mentioned, the referendum was unsuccessful in 1999. What's different now?
Not a lot, actually, until such time as we get a model that's supported by the Australian people. In 1999, there was quite a lot of support for a republic, and the referendum was defeated because many Republicans voted against it, joining with monarchists, on the basis that they wanted a different model. So the question now is not just whether there's still support for an Australian republic. There is support. But the question is, can you find a model that will garner that support so that you get majority, not just across Australia, but a majority in 4 out of 6 states, which is the constitutional requirement for success?
Do you think it's inevitable that Australia will become a republic?
I do. I mean, if you think to yourself, you know, in 500 years' time, is Australia still going to have, as its head of state, a British monarch? I think the answer that nearly everybody would give you is no. So the question, however, is what's the time frame in which that change is going to happen? Is it going to happen soon, or is it going to take a long time? Is it going to be initiated from Britain, perhaps, if Britain got rid of their royal family? But the real key to the whole thing is that it's not going to happen until such time as we develop a model that obtains the support of a great majority of the Australian people. So just wishing it to happen is one thing, but actually having a model that the Australian people in vast majorities will support is another thing altogether. And that's the key thing that needs to be achieved before we become a republic.
Anne Toomey, Professor in Constitutional Law at the University of Sydney, speaking with me earlier.